I clicked it.
To the best of my knowledge, the one of the worst performers ever, the raccoon, went home. It turned out to be Danny Trejo.
Oh, right, because he was the worst. I remember I texted you and said this is the worst singer they've ever had on this show.
Yeah, and it was so funny because you got your wish, and it was, in fact, Joel, because he's always the first special guest.
Yeah.
And he and I said the same thing. Like, the raccoon was performing, and I went, do you think Mickey Rourke came back on the show?
I know! And then it came out, and it was Danny Trejo, and I'm like, isn't he on this show already?
He was not. I got it. I was like, oh, that's why your singing was so bad, because you're Danny Trejo. I get it.
Oh, man, it was horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Yeah. I also appreciated the fact that he didn't learn any of the words.
Yeah. He's like going along, and I'm like, oh, please make it stop. Why are you still singing? Please stop. And then what was the new character they shuffled in?
Some sort of, I don't know, land shark? I don't remember.
All right. I don't remember either. I just remember they're like, hey, look, extra special sneak-in character. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, I thought it was some sort of shark, but I don't remember.
I was sad that when they said they were announcing a secret character, I was hoping that was going to be Joel. And then he was a judge. And I'm like, well, I do enjoy Joel, but he's not the secret character. Joel Mikhail. Ray. Open a channel, Ray.
Think of the children.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal. I'm sorry, Dave. I can't do that. My Vegeta.
Whew. I thought that was going in a totally different direction, and I panicked for a split second.
Look at this. We got these two jerks who use, like, actual names. We got this Ian guy and some guy named Nat. Cool. Everybody else has their messed up names. The good old...
Sorry, I was not feeling creative or desiring anonymity.
All right. Hello, Nat. All right, I got my top three for today, so that's good. Luckily, I could come up with three, since Ian reminded me of one of them last week.
Right, I knew you could.
And did you enjoy the Winter Soldier this weekend?
I feel like I did. We're only on episode two, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Then yes. Yep, I think that was, was good.
Gave you a little sneak peek of the guy who's going to become the Patriot.
Does not ring a bell.
You know when they went to old guy's house who had the super soldier serum?
Oh, yeah. Elijah, I can't think of his last name, but yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. The guy who let them in, the younger son,
yeah,
grandson?
His grandson.
Grandson, yeah. That guy is the Patriot in the comics.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't he a young Avenger at some point?
Yes. They're giving you all the young Avengers.
Oh.
Because, okay. You know, Kate's in the Hawkeye thing that's coming up. You just got Scarlet Witch's two kids.
Right.
So.
Oh.
And
they're always building.
And
man, their writing is so much better than everybody else's.
In Doctor Strange, I believe Marika shows up. So.
Oh, good for her.
So you're getting the gamut there. I don't know when we're gonna get like Totally Awful Cho or something. He should be showing up sometime.
Was he a young Avenger?
Wasn't he?
I don't recall. I'm telling you, the Runaways and the Young Avengers blur in my mind, and I feel like the person who was Hulkling for the Young Avengers was like a Skrull of some variety.
Yeah. Was Cho not also a Young Avenger?
I don't remember.
Oh, jeebus.
I don't think so. I thought he hung out with Kamala Khan and those kids. Squirrel Girl, Kamala Khan.
Right, isn't totally she a Young awesome Avenger?
No.
Alright, I have no idea who the Young Avengers are then.
Mm-mm. My comic book days are slipping away from me.
Slip sliding away. Of course, I can't just find a quick convenient list either, so the internet fails me. I just want the members for love of Pete. Let's see. You got a Richards kid, Hulkling, Patriot, Wiccan, Kate Bishop, Stature. No idea who that is.
Ant-Man, Giant-Man.
No, it's Cassandra Lang.
Right. Scott Lang's daughter.
Scott Lang is not effing Ant-Man for the thousandth freaking time.
I'm sorry that he is.
He's not. Hank Pym was always Ant-Man, Giant-Man. This Scott right. Lang chump should not even be allowed to exist.
He's totally allowed to exist.
Iron Lad.
That's my favorite tally. Thanks, Samurai.
America Chavez. Oh, Marvel Boy. That was a Kree guy. Remember him? Prodigy, a former X-Man. I don't remember him at all. What the heck group was Cho in?
I told you, whenever kids hang out together and call themselves Squirrel Girl, Kamala Khan, Cho, and let's say Miles. I mean, Miles Morales, that's not really Spider-Man. It's always been Peter Parker. Blah, blah, blah.
That is correct. It is always and will ever be Peter Parker.
CompuServe.
I'm done looking. I don't care anymore. Anyway, let's move on to talk about this other stuff.
Okay, let me pull up a script, see what this show's all about.
All right, I don't know. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 287th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Ray, we got Ian, we got me. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
That was on, like, speed build, sorry. I just played myself back at, like, 1.25. This is the week of 331 through April 7th here, continuously in the year of our COVID. Out in your 5-day 4-star crash! Of the Titans. On the 28th, you had X-Force, I think.
Well, yes. Yep. Battled your best buddy, Scott.
Yeah, did you X-Force your way to victory? I'm sure you did easily.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. He's great.
Yeah. Coming up number next is Domino.
That's a maybe. Let me pull up my infographic and see how that's going to shuffle out.
3-1-2 is where you got her.
Uh-oh. That doesn't fill me with optimism.
Hmm.
I've been on kind of a hot streak, so I'm okay.
Take a loss. The one coming after that, though, is going to be Marika.
Oh, unstoppable.
You could Marika your way to victory easy.
With Matt Damon as Loki?
That is Matt Damon as Loki. Matt Damon.
I do think it is an important note on the infographic for us, because we all have the exact same build for America.
Right.
355 is clearly the correct build, unless you're playing her 1v1.
Right, then you need her punching power.
Right.
I don't need to punch my way to victory.
5-3-5.
I'm going to make a bunch of match fours and kick my way to victory. Because I'm 50, and I punch and kick and punch.
And punch. 50. And travel through the multiverse.
50 years old.
50.
That skit didn't make our top anywhere list any either.
No, didn't deserve it.
No, but it's still funny.
Right.
All right. In Storyland, we got The Infinite Pursuit is running. That'll get you Angel and Morbius. Placement is Silk and some Yellow Jacket shards. And Web Wonder, it's Doc Ock Silk, those Yellow Jackets. Placement is Dark Beast and Scotty number 5 shards. We are between PvP seasons, so right now it's just Oops All Spiders. Classic Spidey, Magic, Placement, Maria Hill, and some Apoc Magneto. Let's do this part first. So, if you took up the poll, there was a poll as to who's your favorite female character.
Was there?
People incorrectly chose the one that they like to use the most, as opposed to who's the coolest. And people selected Polaris. So, everyone will be getting 400 Polaris shards for voting for Polaris.
Oh.
That's nice.
Everybody already has Polaris Champ. That seems like a waste.
I don't know, man. I voted for Kitty.
I mean, I don't, but, you know, I don't expect that from someone like me. I
always use more Kitty.
How is that? I saw a link for that poll, and I remember not doing it, and I don't remember why. Did I have to log on to Instagram?
I don't think so.
Hmm. Was it Instagram related? I participate in all the surveys they asked me to participate. I don't know why I would have been off foot by this one.
I don't know where they announced the 400 shards was Instagram, but I don't know. I don't remember the poll at all. I accidentally ignored it.
I saw they did a bracket style, which, as everyone knows, we love here on the show.
Yeah.
Anything resolved bracket style is the way to do it.
All right. Well, in any case, the winner was Polaris. Get ready for some shards.
Sweet. I could use those.
In release 224, Ian, we've got a clue. Where are you sitting down?
Holy smokes, let me brace myself. I'm ready.
224 release. The clue is everything under control. There you go.
Maxwell Smart, I think, is right out.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I feel like, isn't This Is Control one of Misty's powers?
I was going to go with the Shadow King, because, you know, he takes you over and controls you.
Oh, I was thinking 5-star Misty Knight.
He's got everyone under control.
I don't think Misty Knight warrants a 5-star. I mean, she had...
I don't think she warrants a 4, but, you know, that's the world we live in now.
Right, exactly.
It's a topsy-turvy times. If we're ever going to get 5-star Batroc, we've got to just...
This is the world we live in, and these are the hands we're given.
those puppets were great.
They were. Loved that video. All right. So there you go. For your April Fool's Day events, there's a Bagman event, and you can earn a comical surprise.
Ooh.
I'm assuming that means a free digital comic. get clowning around with colors, Ian, in an all-new puzzle gauntlet coming your way.
Sweet.
And the stone gem season, or whatever gem, power, I guess it's the power. See, power gem, isn't it? Whatever. The next season's going to start. I think it's awesome. The power. Wheels, wheels, wheels.
Like Captain Power?
Yeah, he's my hero.
No, that's Captain Planet.
That's true.
Captain Power was something totally different. Captain Power was a toy that you could shoot at the show on TV and the light would interact.
What was the one that had the spaceships and you could shoot at the aliens?
I think it was Captain Power.
Oh, okay.
Captain Power was one, and I want to say Brave Star was the other one.
Oh,
was its competitor.
Oh, yeah.
That was a dope toy.
There you go. It's no Duck Hunt, but you know. That's what I got for news. What do you guys got?
Are we supposed to come up with news? Because I don't think I have anything.
I always ask.
Yeah, no, that's
it's,
fair.
It's snowing again tonight here in Central PA, because, you know, that's fun.
Right.
Is that tonight already?
Yeah.
I don't actually pay attention, so.
Right. I'm sure it's not accumulating, is it?
It's supposed to be a little bit slushy in the morning, but.
Just in case you were foolish and got your planting done early. Yep. They wanted to make sure all your plants were ruined and you had to go back for more.
That's right.
Nice. No, I didn't get my planting done early. I waited. I did my weeding already.
Yeah.
But I'll do all my seeding and planting here in the next week or three.
Saturday, I smoked that brisket. Oh, it was good. Very good. Yummy. Got up at 4 a.m. to put that in. Had it for dinner. Real nice.
Sweet.
All right. Well, if we don't have any news, Ian, hit me with the top three.
Holy moly. All right. So this week's top three is a nice seasonal top three. And just so you guys know, there should be tons of overlap this week. However, order will be what is relevant this week because it is Girl Scout cookie season. And this week we did our top three Girl Scout cookies. I'm going to let Craig start because apparently he's never eaten a Girl Scout cookie and was so in the weeds as to what a Girl Scout cookie even was. We had to really step him through this one.
Well, in my defense, in the grand scheme of the world, I only buy like two kinds of Girl Scout cookies like ever my whole life. So,
well, there's number one and two.
Yeah.
Right. Boom. Your list is two-thirds done.
But my number three, then, is one that I have not purchased for myself, but I have eaten. Number three is Thin Mints.
There you go. You and Nat are on board.
I guess so.
I was going to let Ray go next, but I want this to go as smoothly as possible, because number three is Thin Mints. Because, you know, it's a little bit of chocolate, it's a little bit of mint, they freeze really well.
It's a little bit country, it's a little bit rock and roll.
Right, but because it's a mint, it's not a cookie that I can eat like a whole sleeve of.
Oh, no.
So that detracts from it.
Yeah, it's more like, you know, an After Eight or an Andy's Candy. You know, you enjoy one,
yeah,
you know.
Absolutely.
Nice palate cleanser.
That's
dessert.
That's exactly what its purpose is.
Yeah.
You get two cookies after dinner.
Yeah.
To give yourself a little sweet treat and a little minty fresh breath.
I'm on board.
So disgusting. Let me just be clear. Thin Mint will never make a list of anything that I make.
Well, again, the list is, you know, flavors that make you vomit.
Mint is supposed to be in toothpaste and breath mints. That's about it. That's the limit of where mint should be.
Adult bubblegum.
No.
Yep, that's where mint lives.
Yeah, it is good.
It's where it's time to shine.
Not a fan. I mean, some gum I can, okay, but no.
I mean, I like peppermint, I like spearmint.
Oh, apparently Samurai has now started a Ray is wrong count, so.
That's right.
I'm also a chocolate purist, so I don't like many things in my chocolate, and the fact that I hate mint makes that just really awful.
I support all these claims except for Alpha's suggestion that it belongs in beer.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are you just saying that it could exist in beer or that it's better in beer?
No, it should not exist in beer.
Should not.
No. I was going to say, shame on you if any of those answered. No, chocolate in beer is dope. Mint in beer is gross.
Yeah, chocolatey beers can be very good.
Yeah.
Sure.
Chocolate peanut butter stout? Mm.
Except for the Hershey's beer. That's way too much.
It is too much.
Ooh, was that chocolate forward or what?
Yeah, it's too strong.
Yeah.
That was, Craig, you should have had it out of the tap down at Hershey.
Oh,
Ray
really?
And I were overwhelmed.
I've only had it out of the bottle, and it's too strong there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that needs to be a 2-ounce sampler glass, and then you're done.
Correct. You need to know what that is and then move on with your life.
That's right.
But let me tell you, I was so disgusted by the Yingling Hershey combo that by my fourth glass, I was almost ready to switch over to something else.
Oh my God, I barely finished one. I was struggling to finish the first one.
I needed something to wash down my buffalo-flavored pierogies, and then a whole bunch of people came in, so I was like, yeah, I might as well get a couple more so I could deal with this crowd. And I was like, yeah, I better get one for the walk home.
All right. So, Ray, what's your number three?
So, I don't know if there's a special name for it, but I do like their little shortbread cookies. Like, I think they might just be called shortbread cookies.
No, those are trefoils.
Okay.
They are called trefoils.
All right, trefoils it is then.
Okay.
That's solidly my number three. They're not exciting, but they, like, every now and then, you like, just a plain shortbread cookie goes a long way.
All right.
Yeah, you're correct.
Yeah.
Completely correct. Craig, bring us around.
My number two is the ones that I have specially imported from places unknown.
Okay.
These are the Thanks-A-Lot cookies. This is, if you've ever had a Keebler fudge drape, this is the Girl Scout version of a Keebler fudge drape, shortbread, covered in fudge, and it teaches you different languages because it says thanks in, you know, French, English, Italian, Spanish.
Oh.
So on and so on.
Interesting.
Thanks-A-Lot cookies.
Okay. My number two is the trefoil. Ian loves shortbread.
Mm-hmm.
It's not exciting, but texture-wise, they're delicious, and it's still shortbread. I love myself a Lorna Doone, so selling me on a trefoil, yeah, that's good eating. They're dry, they're crumbly, they are, just thinking about them makes me happy.
Right.
Very nice. So my number two, again, I don't know the special names, but there is a caramel-filled chocolate cookie that is also very good.
What? Are you sure?
Yes. I don't have it in front of me. I don't know what it's called, but there is some sort...
Are you thinking of Samoas? Do they have disgusting coconut in them?
No, I can't stand coconut.
Mmm.
I don't know.
Are they Caramel Delights? No, those are Samoas that have been renamed because Samoas are...
I don't know this cookie, Ray.
Well, maybe I'm mistaken. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not
a big Girl
either.
Scout cookie person, but I could have swore we had a caramel chocolate combo.
I was going to say, only Caramel Delights / Samoas are the only ones that I know that have caramel in them, but they also, coconut is very prevalent in it.
Yeah.
And you hate coconut, so it couldn't have been that.
No,
there's a caramel chocolate chip, but that's not what you're talking about.
Ooh, is there?
There is.
I don't hate that idea. Ooh, controversy.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. That is exactly what I'm thinking of.
The caramel chocolate chip?
Wow, I've never even encountered that cookie. What is it?
It's exactly that. It's like a chocolate chip cookie, but it's got caramel mixed in.
This is manufactured by the Girl Scouts of America?
It is.
Wow. I need a name or an outlet to get this.
It's just called caramel chocolate chip.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to say, if I could have a coconutless Samoa, you've won me over.
Yeah.
Cool.
There's.
I feel like I learned two new cookies.
I granted you the nutritional information there.
Well, that's not going to motivate or dissuade me, but I am going to. Interesting.
All right.
Okay.
Round it out. My number one. Nothing beats a trefoil. They're buttery. They're delicious. I love shortbread cookies.
Wow.
Shortbread is delicious.
Lorna Doones, trefoils. Yeah. Oh, also good.
That's awesome. That's a solid end. My number one is the Tagalong. The Tagalong is the best cookie they put out. I like that there is a well in the middle of the Tagalong so that they can fill it with peanut butter, and it's just the right amount of peanut butter, so that way if you want to scrape your teeth alongside the well and get nothing but chocolate and then finish up with a chocolate peanut butter bite at the end, that is divine. Divine. That is a well-crafted cookie structurally. The chocolate coating is smooth and delicious, and the peanut butter is creamy and peanut butter. It's good, you know, it's got the correct peanut butter texture. It doesn't have the Reese's peanut butter texture, which is delicious, but texturally bizarre.
Yeah, it's got that really dried out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So Tagalongs.
All right.
Number one.
My number one is the only one that I knew the special Girl Scout cookie name for. It's Tagalongs.
Yes.
Oh. I thought maybe you would go with Do-Si-Dos, but
I don't know what that is.
That's the peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, those are okay. But yeah.
The ratio is not as perfect as it is with the Tagalong.
Yeah, I do really like the chocolate peanut butter combination. Tagalong, they got the balance pretty good there, so.
Yeah, they really do. Excellent. That made me hungry for Girl Scout cookies.
I can't believe that the shortbread cookies made all three of our lists. Like,
my God, that cookie's delicious.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I just assumed it wasn't, you know. It wasn't as an exciting of a cookie as would make all the lists.
Oh, it's not, but it's its simplicity is part of its excitement.
My problem with them is I won't buy them anymore, because if I buy them, then they're gone.
Right.
Like, I will open them and just eat the entire box, like, the second I open the box. And that's not good.
That's fair. So, I've got to talk to Discord real quick. Donkey Teeth, are lemonades and lemon ups the same cookie? I'll give you time to type. But yeah, you're right. Trefoils are just, they're just plain delicious. Plus, you know, they've got the little Girl Scout logo. The cookie is the logo.
Yeah.
I like that kind of branding. Oh.
Apparently they're separate.
You're right. I think lemonades might be better than lemon ups.
I have not had those.
Yeah, I'm into that, though. I like a good lemon dessert.
Yeah, lemon's okay. I'm not going to make a stand on lemon. There's nothing wrong with
it. No, I'm with Groose. They do look good.
I have a side cookie question for you.
Yes.
Have you tried the strawberry glazed donut Oreos?
Definitely not.
Say again?
They're Oreos that are strawberry donut glazed flavor.
Who? No. Nope. Sorry.
They're not bad.
No. I believe you that you enjoy them, but artificial strawberry flavoring, I find it grotesque. It reminds me of strawberry quick, which I find grotesque, and it just sends me down a spiraling pile of sadness.
Interesting.
Now, and another segue, I was checking with Craig. Could you remind me, loosely, without going into too many details, and especially nothing graphic, dessert-wise and food-wise, besides brisket, is there anything you're not allergic to?
Well, I can't have anything dairy.
All right. Then my story is not going to go anywhere good. Never mind.
Okay.
Because I feel like I'm 95% certain that for my birthday, Kelly got me the a sampler box from Milk, Tossie's restaurant out in New York.
Oh, right.
So it's got a slice of crack pie. It's got her cornflake chocolate chip cookies.
Right.
It's got the little truffle balls.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's probably almost nothing in that box I could safely eat.
Yeah, I feel like it would all kill you.
Yeah.
I knew that you were aware of it and are excited by it conceptually, so I was like, if it won't kill you.
Yeah, her stuff, she makes some crazy stuff that's really interesting, but
yeah.
It's you know, lots of dairy products and things and
Yeah. The place's name is called Milk, so I feel like you're probably in a bad way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless, you know, she snuck in some coconut milk based, you know, dessert or something.
I'll just
take
videos of me eating them and post them to Discord.
All right.
I'm just kidding, Craig. You know I don't know how to post things on the internet.
All right, I think we're done there. Ian, hit me with your trivia.
So last week I was curious as to the orphanage where Daredevil was raised on his Daredevil series, and it was St. Agnes's. So this week we've got some Jarvis-themed trivia, and the question is, Jarvis was a member of what military organization previously to becoming, well, he became many things, but earlier in his life, he was a military service member, and I would like to know what organization he was in. So that's your question for this week. I will have the answer for you next week.
All right. Good deal. Willie, what's in the mailbag?
All right. So not a whole lot this week, but we did get a message from Joe, a.k.a. Ashy B of the H Squids 2 Alliance. He said
all right.
That's awesome.
He gave me a few suggestions for team-up time, and a couple of them I'm going to save. But he did say, I'm a longtime listener, figured I'd drop you guys some of my favorite teams to use. I usually play SCL-10. So in SCL-10, you can use these teams. I'm going to put the teams, like, you know, I'm going to stow them away to use in the team-up time. But the one that he suggested was already in there. But I think his explanation is worth repeating. So, again, this is on, like, page 58. As of this episode, so, which is what 287, I think, is this episode. So, you know, if you want to go down the, you can find it. But in any case, he suggested 4-star Juggernaut, Rocket and Groot, and 3-star Gamora. I believe that the team ups that we used was with 4-star Gamora. So that's why I wanted to, it's a kind of an interesting twist. He says that this way Juggernaut tanks, and his AoE wipes out the nodes quick for the, like, trivial nodes that you're doing. Gamora ups Rocket Strike tiles, like we all know. Juggernaut takes advantage of that extra damage. And 4-star Gamora can also do this. However, if you throw in a 4-star Gamora, she's quite possibly higher level than Juggernaut, and therefore will tank his colors, and that totally throws off your team. So you're going to want to use 3-star Gamora. So I might go back and you know, mention that in the team up time. But in any case, he also says pocket radio on Juggernaut ups his green and red damage. So that's something I would have never thought to do, using Dazzler's pocket radio on Juggernaut. But there you go. Right. Also a comment from Dances with Weevils. Snorlax is my spirit animal. He says Snorlax is not satisfied unless it eats over 880 pounds of food every day. When it is done eating, it promptly goes to sleep.
Nope.
That sounds like a bad plan right there, but... He also said that I was completely right about Okoye's red, keeping it at 3 instead of 5. It only nets you an extra like 4k extra damage, but lowering yellow messes up your team up tile board shake and healing, and lowering black loses about 300 damage per team up tile that you accrue. So the extra damage gets amplifies the red anyway if you do use it. So it's just a no-brainer, I guess, to go with a 3 in red there. So, hey, I appreciate the fact that I got a little bit of backup on that. I do have something else, but I'm going to save it to actually go over on Team Up Time. So, for the mailbag, that's it. Thanks, Willie.
Wow, run out of mails.
No way, that was perfect.
Well, we also had that other suggestion that I already told you about, so, for the other segment.
Oh, right, yes. Yes, but that'll take a while to get to that.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, I've already forgotten what you're talking about.
I don't doubt that.
Man, your brain is just addled and good for almost no
time. That is a true story. I am just trying to, it's my first week back having to go to work, actually go to work.
Oh, gross.
And I am, I'm so tired and just done with actually going to an office again. And, I'm just waiting until Friday night so I can play the new season of Diablo. That's all I'm trying to look forward to. All right, once again, then, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
We just want to pump.
You, he didn't clap.
Eh, well, man can only clap so often. Let's see what's going on with, all right. There seems to be nothing going on with Alliance events, so I'll tell you all about Human Torch. 3-star Human Torch is boosted. His red is a reasonable price and does a reasonable amount of damage when boosted. Let's see what else. Loki gains no benefits. Mystique. If you want to use Mystique, you'll get more damage out of her Master Stroke, especially if you're already purpled. Rocket and or Groot. I feel like they put out some strike tiles. Those will be boosted. If I remember correctly, they heal. That'll be boosted. And, you know, I don't remember what their other power is. Do you remember, Craig, you used to use them when you started playing this game? Can you dig back 6 years?
Rocket and Groot?
Yeah.
Yeah, 3-star. The green power blows up the 4 middle squares and then a couple of other random ones.
Mm. Does it do damage?
A little bit.
Yeah, it does a little bit more. Enjoy. Let's see what... Sentry. He does a... his strike tile will be boosted, but so will the amount of damage that he does to himself.
Tummy cramps.
Along with his World Rupture countdown tiles. Those, when they go off, they'll do more damage, and his supernova will hurt everybody for a lot more. Let's see what the 4-stars are up to. See how good they are. Oh, they look great just from the list. Oh, they're so good. I can't even stand it. Let's start with ones that I've heard of, and we'll get to ones that I haven't. 4-star Gamora. Everybody likes 4-star Gamora. Her attack and strike tiles are going to be more deadly. Same thing with the attack. The attack tiles when stunning, and she deals some damage with her deadly strike, so that'll be boosted. Good old Main Event Hulk. His Gamma Power Bomb does a lot of damage. It does way too much damage when he's boosted, if you play in the 4-star zone. And the health burst and the damage bursts that you get from the crowd going wild, also boosted. Peggy Carter. Wow. One of my all-time favorites, and what a great character. Her red deals great damage when she's boosted, and her blue, when that final when they count themselves down and activate, they do a lot of damage there at the end, too, so... She's going to be great. Vulture, another one of the best 4-star characters they've put out. Once you get him in the air, his foul swoop and his hybrid tech slicers are devastating. Just devastating. And you can't do anything to him because he's always in the air. So those...
Hey, there,
bunch of awesome
there's,
characters.
two characters who counter people in the air.
Right. And one of them's like Angel or Archangel.
Yeah. Who was the other one that it just put out recently?
Hmm.
There was somebody newer. What
beats me?
What's her name?
Oh, yeah.
Bloodstone.
Oh, Elsa shoots people out of the air?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good for her.
She, what, stuns them or something if they're airborne?
Yeah, something like that, which then that overrides airborne. So,
right.
Yeah.
Cool. There you go. And lastly, not necessarily leastly, but I know the least about Dark Beast. It appears Dark Beast is boosted. He's got some green AoE that's going to be boosted. His black makes protect tiles, and his blue makes attack tiles. Nope. Yes, attack tiles. I can read, and I know what's happening. So, wow. What a great selection of 4 stars.
What a great audience.
Yeah, exactly. Matt is incredible. Peggy's fantastic. They're all good. I don't know anything about Dark Beast, but the other 4 are so fantastic. I'm happy to be a 4-star player this week. Let's see what Samurai suggests. Okay, he said that he doesn't have anything clever because the characters are too good. Vulture plus Peggy or Gamora, it becomes very easy to stunlock people. Yep,
yeah, yeah. Vulture and Peggy is going to be solid with whatever your third is.
Yeah, might as well, again, either throw in Gamora or you could go ahead and throw in Gamma Power Bomb because no one else is using
that. Oh, Gamma Power Bomb's so good.
Wow, okay. Great bunch of 4 stars boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. All right, let's get in the old van and drive over to team-up time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
Okay, so this week, we're doing something different.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
So I saw a post from Groose, not to us or for the podcast, but it was very informative. It was on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, and I thought I would include it in listener comments. But then, without knowing that I was going...
Groose sent you a cease and desist order?
Quite the opposite. Without knowing that I was going to do that, he posted the same info, but more elaborate and detailed, as a comment to us. So I'm going to use it for this week's team-up segment. Okay. So from Groose, to summarize, so when you pick your team, right, we were talking about team-ups. So when you pick your team, you've got 3 slots for the character, a left, a middle, and a right. We've talked about it before a little bit, but the game prioritizes passive powers resolving in a specific way, just like it does with its other functions of the game, depending on who you put in which position. So it resolves the character in the middle first, and then it goes to the character on the left, and then the character on the right. Mm-hmm. So this can impact whether or not powers work in your favor. So an example, if you are playing Medusa and Polaris on the same team, relevant since Polaris is, you know, people's favorite character apparently, at the start of the battle, you want Polaris' passive to fire before Medusa's. Polaris' green passive will make a free strike tile if there are no special tiles on the board, and Medusa's red passive makes a countdown tile at the start of her turn. But if Medusa makes the countdown tile before Polaris can fire her passive, Polaris won't make the strike tile because that special tile, the countdown, is already out there. So it cheats you out of your first strike tile. On the other hand, if Polaris makes her strike tile, then Medusa can still make her countdown tile because it doesn't care that there's a strike tile out there. So Polaris needs to be on your team in such a way that she goes before Medusa every time. Either Polaris in the middle, or if Polaris is on the left, you need Medusa to be on the right. So middle first, then left, then right. Very important. This is also relevant with teams like Sabretooth and Polaris, because you want Polaris passive out before Sabretooth, because when he matches an enemy strike tile, doing it will cause Polaris to make new strike tiles. And if Sabretooth matches his 3, or when you match one of the enemy tiles, he does a 3x3 block of destruction. So if Polaris happens to make the strike tile on that 3x3 block before it gets blown up, it will cause her to react again and make even more tiles. So if you have the team in the opposite order and Sabretooth destroys a block before Polaris can make the tiles, you miss out on that chance. Other relevant teams, Carnage and Prowler, you want Carnage to go first so that he makes the attack tiles first so the Prowler can then fortify them. In the opposite order, you'd add a way to turn before you get 4 to 5 tiles. Kitty and Rocket and Groot and Polaris, you want Kitty to go before everyone so that Kitty can buff the attack tiles before Polaris' passive damage kicks in. So also, It's important to have your characters in the right order for match damage. So if you have two characters, say, for example, you're playing your two-star team with Black Widow and Storm, they both deal 65 damage with blue. Most people want Black Widow to be the one making the blue matches because she steals AP if she makes a blue match, and if Storm makes the match, it doesn't do anything extra. So to do this, you need to make sure the Black Widow is in spot one or two, but before Storm in any case. So, very important, and it seemed like in the thread that he posted this in that there was a lot of people, possibly new, old, and very old players, who were not aware of the order and how it affected the passives. So he thought it would be a good idea to mention it, and so did I. I mean, we kind of mentioned it before in regard to the matching and who gets to tank what color and that sort of thing, but for passives, it can be very important. So there you go. That's your information for this week's Team Up segment, brought to you by Groose and also by Unify.
Unify.
Yeah, I don't think I ever think about it for passives. I just put them in the order, that I, one for power damage and such.
Yeah, I knew there were a couple that I wanted that way, but I didn't realize there were so many, like the ones that he mentioned in his article. So, yeah, very important stuff.
Because I want it that way. Tell me why.
That's a good song, but I can't back you up. I'm sorry.
No, you should, dude. It's good stuff.
It is.
Thanks to Unify.
It's classic. Unify.
All right, let's open up some tokens.
Okay. Let me figure out where they put these tokens. Oh, so I've been opening up the store that has Beta Ray Bill and Kitty and...
Yeah. Did that store...
Dr. Strange?
...slap you... And just take away all your CP?
No, that store gave me three kitties.
Oh, my God. It took away like 400 of my CP and gave me jack squat.
Oh, no. It gave me three kitties and cost me 300 CP.
Wow.
Yeah. It was great. I was thrilled. But let me try a good old latest Legends. See what happens. See what four-star I get. Oh, look. It's Android Gym. Wildfire. There's a fair chance I need that.
All right.
That takes my Human Torch to the... Always popular 1-5-2.
I have 10.
Good lord, I have 7. I thought that was too many. All right, I'm going.
Okay.
Oh, that's a character. Super Skrull.
Oh yeah, that is a character.
Sandman. Meh.
Hey, he's going to be boosted.
Lord of Croissants.
Oh, he's good.
Nico. The defrocked Baron. Oh. And nope, all 4 stars. That means Ray's going to get 7 5 stars out of his next 10 tokens.
Oops, all 5 stars.
And mine is 4-star Carol there is the 4th one. There's the last one.
Also very good. Didn't do as well in that bracket as I thought you would, but...
Terrible.
If I do as well as last week, it'll be 5. But I don't expect that.
I do, because it makes me sad.
My first one is a 4-star. Spider-Man 2099. Number 2 is... Scorpion Acid Spray. Number 3. Ooh, I like that. I got a Silk. I still don't think I have her champed. Maybe that'll do it.
I believe you.
Number 4.
I think I have like 2 or 3 of her.
Another 4-star Spider-Man Infinity War, which got me some bonus shards for my 4-star. Number 5. It is a purple. It is Scott. Phoenix Blast.
Nice.
Number 6. Is another 4, Goddess of Thunder. Number 7 is another 4, Emma Frost. Where are we at? Number 8, Jubilee. Number 9 is Captain Worthy.
Nice.
And finally, 2 out of 10. That's a good ratio. I'll take it. It is an Adam Warlock Cosmic Skeen.
Isn't that the one you keep getting?
Yeah, it is. Luckily, I was able to champion him this week, so it's just another level.
Good lord. I won't have him champion for another 4 years.
I was really hoping for, again, Yellow Jacket. I enjoy him, but no Yellow Jacket.
All right. Well, there you go. Thanks to the OG. This guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many things, but it's pretty much all about Wings on Wings.
I did hear that made a triumphant return this week.
In my heart, it never left. It's called the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. We work alongside several other shows to bring you a good variety of podcasts to help fill your podcasting day. Soon to be named network at soontobenamednetwork.com for a complete archive of all our shows.
There you go. Anything else for the good of the order?
I think I'm good.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I'm on pace to watch Godzilla punch King Kong in the face.
Yeah, what bugs me is that every time they do one of these movies, they keep making King Kong bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean,
gotta be comparable.
Yeah, he went from being like a 40-foot tall gorilla, he's now a 400-foot tall gorilla.
You know, you're not wrong.
But yeah, I'm excited to see that. I've watched all the other Godzilla movies that have come out recently, so I'll be watching this one too. All right, that's it then. Thanks everybody for joining us. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Please send Willie some mail. He gets lonely. Or if you want to throw us a bone, click on that Amazon banner, buy some stuff, or head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, I want my MTV. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.